SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, 159. Great to have you with us. 844-843-6879 is the number. All right, Joe, like, they got this to 10, and now, you know, it's back to 13. Yeah. The clock's ticking here. I mean, there's two and a half to go. This is just going to be right down to the wire. Right down to the wire, this thing's going to be. They got the ball right now. Can we get a bucket here?
We're down 15. We're toast.
Yeah, this is pathetic.
Carver, they're gonna allow them to get boat raced here?
It seems that way, Joe. It does seem that way.
Yeah, it's a bad cap by us. Bad cap.
No, it's not. We're right here. I mean, we're right there. We're two buckets away from being back in the mix.
Are we going to try, though, in the last 2 minutes?
No, that was a goaltending, and they called on him, too. That one that made it 15. Iowa up 6, Joe, early at Maryland. 21-15. And Auburn up. So...
Auburn up big.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have everybody with us here. 844-843-6879 is the number. Mike Carver, and of course, the encyclopedia of college football. The one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Yeah, I'd like Joe Buck pipes. Joe Buck pipes. Sounded like
no,
Joe
not
Buck.
Today. I'm not feeling it.
Not feeling it. What happened?
I'm not feeling. I feel like I'm losing it, Joe.
You think it's like the old Slick Rick song? They punched you in your belly and they gave you a slap, huh? Mm. What happened?
I don't know.
All right. Could be
I'm
the
not
weather
sure,
change.
But I just
could be the weather
I don't know
change.
If it's that or it's a combination of that and obviously
football
just do a lot of talk.
I feel,
do a lot of talking, Joe.
Yeah, and the football being over, you're like me. It's a little.
I got finally some time off next week, so.
Oh, you got some time off next week. Look at you.
Yeah.
Oh, big shot, huh?
The kids are off school all week.
Oh, kids are off.
So I got to take them somewhere.
How many days next week? How many days?
3 days. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Not one, not two, but three. Good for you. Nice.
Just remember something, Joe. There were no days off for me from Thanksgiving to now. So there were no days off. So
very good. Very true.
Hasn't been a lot.
Been buckling down, kid. You've been buckling down.
That's what you have to do. You got to buckle down.
7 days from August through February.
I know, but then it opens up for you, February to August.
Oh, it opens up for me. I see.
It opens up. It's like you know, the seas part, and it opens right up for you.
Seas part, and all of a sudden, Joe is...
Yeah, you're back in the mix.
Running lean. I'm back in the mix.
You won't be running lean for long.
Why is that?
Because now that you're back involved, you're back in the mix.
Back involved. I like how you say that. You're too
right.
Funny.
What'd you think of Shanahan chopping Wilkes? making him the scapegoat.
Fall guy, you know. Shanahan's starting to feel the pressure.
I think it looks that way, but I think it had more to do than Sunday.
Yeah, but I mean, why? He wasn't a good coordinator. He got them through.
They had some moments this year, I feel like, those two.
But every team has had some moments. What's been the
Yeah, but it's not one of his guys. You know, they brought him in. He's not a Shanahan guy. They brought him in to be the D coordinator.
Shanahan guy that they're going to bring in?
Well, I don't know who they're going to bring in, but I'm saying he's lost guys off his staff on the defensive side over the years, whether it was Salah, then D'Amico Ryans. He's lost all his defensive guys.
Salah.
And I said, honestly,
that guy's if
the Jets were smart, Salah would be available to go back to the Niners as the defensive coordinator. But that's the Jets.
Jets should have gotten Vrabel or somebody else. Pete Carroll.
No, they're going to run it back.
Yeah, he'll be gone this year. He'll be a lifelong assistant again. Salah's not. I mean, come on. He's terrible. He's absolutely
terrible. Well, this is, you would think that this is the last chance for all of them. But like I said to you, when your first 9 possessions of that game on Sunday, on the defensive side of the ball, when your first 9 possessions, punt, punt, turnover, punt, field goal, turnover, punt, field goal, punt. You do that over against Patrick Mahomes the first 9 possessions of the game, your team should be up by more than 7.
Well, that's on Shanahan, though. He's, you know what, Shanahan.
I don't disagree.
You know,
that's why
he played that game. Why win, 40-20 when we could lose 16-13? That's how Shanahan.
25-22.
25-22. Dr. Evil of NFL. He's a complete moron. Oh, you can't say that about such a good head coach. He came out of the gate and he threw 8 out of the last, first 9 times. Yeah, checkdowns. He tried to hit Debo Samuel on a 3-yard, crossing pattern to try and get a 3rd and 12. Can we call it what it is? No deep shots. He didn't scheme up any one-on-one coverage for Ayuk on the outside to allow his playmakers to actually score. When they get flip field position, they get the interception in the second half, and they could put the kill shot right into the Walrus and Pat Mahomes. He the play sheet started to shake. Yeah. He didn't know what to do.
That happens to a lot of guys.
Ah, please. Just go stones to the wall and go all out. People will have more respect for you than that. I'm not saying Dan Campbell don't drive the bus, but at the end of the day, how about take a shot? Yeah, I mean, we had positive field position, and you didn't come away with points. Gutless.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. I just want to bring this up just because it just bothered me so much. So we got wrapped up in this Detroit Mercy game, right?
Yeah.
With IUPU.
We got sucked into
it. Whatever. We got sucked in. So this was like the talk of the gambling world on Wednesday, right? Because they were an 0-26 team, and they were laying 5.5. They're 5.5-point favorites, and they haven't won a game all year. They were 2.5-point favorites against this dopey team in late December on the road at their place, and they lost by 15. So they play them again here Wednesday night. And they smoked them. I mean, they smoked them. But they were up, I guess it was 15 at the half, right, Joe?
Yep.
15 they were up at the half. And me and you looked at it, and we said, "Ah, you know what? Let's take this IUPUI. You got 13.5. I got 14.5. Then let's take this. Let's see if we can get a little gas out of the Jaguars here in the second half. Maybe get it under 10. Have a little fun." The entire second half, Joe, it went 15, 13, 15, 17, 15, 13, 15, 17, 12, 15, 18, 15. Like, there was, it did not deviate from inside those five numbers.
Right.
For basically the entire second half. At one point, they got it to 10. That was the best that they got. It was 13 in the final moments, I guess you could say. Final seconds. They miss a shot. They miss a shot.
Yeah.
Detroit Mercy's, literally, they're just dribbling the ball out. But there's not enough time, you know. There wasn't less than the shot clock. So they're just dribbling the ball out. They're up 13. This kid on IUPUI, he fouls him at half court. Like, you got to be kidding me.
Bad luck. Bad luck.
So he fouls him. He hits the two free throws. It goes to 15. I got 14.5. You got 13.5. 15. There's less than 20 seconds left. The Jaguars bring the ball down the court.
Right.
Obviously, the guys on Detroit Mercy, they're really not giving much of an effort. Game's over. Give the ball to this kid in the corner, Joe. He dribbles it in. Basically, they were giving him the layup. Giving it to him. He would have made the layup, and they would have just dribbled out the ball. The game would have been over.
Kid's gutless.
And he just completely... just did an awful job. I mean, he hits the back of the rim and rolled out. He bricks the leg. It was just.
They put in the scrub.
It was pathetic.
They had the scrub players in.
Couldn't even get the offensive board and
was
put it back
a scrub?
In.
Scrub? Would they
I,
have?
I didn't
the
see
scrubs?
Them sub anybody out. It seemed like it was the same guys that were out there the
Mickey
whole time.
Mickey the scrub.
What a joke.
Gutless. The kid's gutless.
But, Joe, there's a lesson to be learned here.
What's that? Let me hear this.
Don't get involved in games with teams that are 6-20 and 0-26.
You're bringing it up on Coast to Coast the other day. You're
because people were talking about it. Because it was such a weird, you know, people were talking.
Talking about it?
People were talking.
You get me involved in these obscure bets all the time. The golf.
Not all the time. The golf is serious. You got a big weekend with the golf. Real big. You got a big week. Oh, by the way, you got a big weekend with the UFC, too.
Oh, where's our great producer? Maybe
main card. Big Volkanovski's fighting this week.
Hey, we got an angle, boys. We got a big angle right now. Could you?
Oh, here we go. We're midweek big angle. Let's go.
Big angle.
Guys,
I'm going to cut you off. Nobody
cut me off.
About angles. We want winners. No, I don't want angles. The guy, you know, he's been banging his head against a brick wall to get ready for the punches and elbows. Just tell me who's going to win. That's all we want.
Well, when the challenger wears the belt before the belt is earned, you know, that's jinxing the whole thing, Joe. Come on, that's like singing the victory before the final buzzer sounds. You know, that's the worst thing you can do. This Topuria guy actually put on the belt today and started taking pictures with it as if he's already won the belt, guys.
That's
come
your
on
angle?
Now.
That's your angle?
Is that come on, guys. You don't do that. You don't do that. Come on, you don't do that. You don't do that.
So this guy, this is a pretty even fight. Volkanovski's minus 128, and this guy, Ilya, what's this guy's name? Topuria? Who's this guy? Where'd this guy come from?
From the street.
He's from Georgia. He's from Georgia, but he lives in
Georgia.
Spain.
Not,
he's from
not Georgia, the state but he lives Georgia, in Spain. By the way, not the state of Georgia. You're saying
all
the
right.
country Georgia.
All right. So he's a tough little. SOB. He's a tough dude. He's a guy that.
All right. So you have that on the card. You got Robert Whittaker
so
fighting Paulo Costa.
So then, who do you like in that?
Cejudo's fighting. Cejudo's a dog here.
Cejudo's old. He looked old in his last fight.
He is old, man.
So all right, do we have anybody that could win by knockout?
Oh, here we go.
Joe, you're mushing it again, man. You're mushing it again. Why are you trying to go for the jinx? How about we just pick the right side?
You're mushing it, Joe.
What's your... All right, ready? We're going to lock you in a room. You can't get out unless you give us your best bet. What's your best bet?
Volkanovski to win the belt, retain, featherweight. Let's go. Are you kidding me? That's the bet right there, guys. Volkanovski to win and retain the featherweight belt.
Minus 128.
Establishes him as the best featherweight ever.
All right.
Sounds like he's got it. He's got it figured out.
I don't love it, but I guess we'll roll with it. I don't love it. I'll tell you that right now. The price is a little. I'm not a big fan, but we'll do it for you.
Joe's not a big fan.
It's a big card. There's a lot more picks to be made. But
this
is a
big card.
It's a huge card. Let's go. It's in Anaheim, baby. It's right down the street from me. Let's go.
Are you going?
However, are you going to go there and get some valuable content?
I'll tell you what. I do want to go, but the ticket prices right now are a little expensive. They didn't give your boy the credential for some reason, so now I got to go as a fan.
Wow, have some drinks.
They gave me a stiffy, you know what I mean? They gave me the old pa-pa right to the face. They dropped me on my heels. You know what I mean? I don't know what they're doing to me, the UFC. They want me to pay for my entrance. Let's go.
That's not cool. We got to set that up.
I mean, you got to do the hit the bell. I mean, what is the deal here?
Yeah, you know, I think we rubbed heads the wrong way the other day because I was accepted and I had to decline it because I got sick and I couldn't make it to the card. So I have a feeling that they didn't like that. I have a feeling that they don't like the fact that I declined them after they accepted me in the previous card. So, you know, we have to make friends somehow, some way.
Wow. This is a sordid state of affairs we have going on here. Look out. Not good at all. All right. Well, there you go. You got a couple by Friday, Matias.
I don't like it. I gotta be honest. I think I could pick a better winner.
How about Volkanovski to win end round four to start? +180.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
That means it lasts at least to the fourth round, but Volkanovski has to win it. I don't think you should get involved in plays like this.
You trying to say it's too rich for my blood?
No, it's too confusing for you. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. So, as we head, Joe, here into the All-Star break this weekend for the NBA, you know, I got to tell you, pretty good finish to the first half. It's not really the first half. Obviously, they play a few more games than that before they get the break here, but... You know, for the Heat, who are pretty decimated, no Butler the last couple games. I mean, they're just down, no Rozier. They're down a lot of guys.
Down a lot of big name stars.
For back-to-back nights, both on the road, they go to Milwaukee Tuesday night, smash the Bucks. They go to Philly on Wednesday night. And end up eking out this win over the Sixers. Yeah, that's a hell of a way to go into the All-Star break for them.
That is.
Especially with how banged up they are.
You know what that is? Spolstra. Spolstra.
Spolstra.
Spolstra. Spolstra. He's a great coach. He's the only coach that knows X's and O's, according to a lot of people in the league.
A lot of people in the league.
I keep going back to this, Carver. What is the you know, offensive ingenuity that they're coming up with in the NBA right now? You know, are they running wheel routes? What are they doing? Because I'll tell you this, Spoelstra does it well, and Doc Edwards sucks right now. Doc, what's his name?
Doc Rivers.
Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers. I called him Doc Edwards. There you go. Am I wrong? I mean, they begged for this guy. Dame Time and Giannis.
Dame Time. They? Dame Time.
4-8 since they got Doc Rivers.
Well, it's very true.
Such a great head coach. Doc coaches him up. Doc coaches him up. You know what? You know what? Giannis and Dame Time need. They need a dose of reality. You suck right now, okay, Dame Time. You're not worth the money. I said it, okay. You can't hit a three to save your life.
You know,
Jimmy Butler and that team is gutty.
I just want to look, Joe. Like, cause it, the funny part is that when you look, like on the surface, like if you just popped open. Like his stats page, right? Dame Time?
Yeah.
He's averaging 24.6 points a game, right, which is 17th in the NBA. Like, I can't even remember, you know, the last time that dude had, you know. Other than that, what was that, that overtime win against Sacramento where he hit the winning shot? He had a monster night that night.
The time that I bet him in the early part of the year where he had 5 threes and like 30... 50
points. But like lately, Joe, like listen to these games lately. 16 points, 2 for 7 from 3. 18 points, 2 for 5 from 3. He had 26 in that blowout win over Charlotte, but he was 2 for 8 from 3. 12 points, 1 for 8 from 3. It's like he's lost a 3 ball, right, Joe?
Like what is it though? Tell me. Tell me what it is. He's got money bags in his eyes.
Since January 1st. He only has 1, 2, 3 games of 5 or more 3s.
That's
now I know what you're probably saying to me, like 5 threes, like that's nothing to sneeze at. Like, but when you're Damian Lillard, 5 threes should be more commonplace. And it's not like he's not, and it's not like he's taking less shots, Joe. I mean, there's plenty of nights with double-digit attempts in threes. 13 attempts, 10 attempts, 11 attempts, 13 attempts. Like, what happened here?
Hit the skids. Johnny Skidmarks. That's what he is.
I mean, and you're right. Like, this, you look, wow, Joe, you look at November.
Yeah.
Now I see why he's averaging 24 points a game. Because in November, he actually was scoring 30, 21, 34, 37, 27, 27, 27, 31, 31, 32. What the hell happened to this guy? Is he hurt?
You tell me. Is he going out? Is he going out?
Going out. I don't know about that. Something ain't right, though. He ain't been the same dude. And I already told you I'm upset because I have them for 55 wins.
Yeah, you got no
shot.
And
they started 30-13 with Griffin.
Yeah, he's got.
And all I needed Doc to do was go, what did I say, Joe? 25 and 12?
20 and 12.
Well, that's at this point. I need him to go 20 and 12. They're 35. No, Joe, it's actually, I got my math wrong there. They've played 55 right. games. So that means they have, if they played 55 games, that means they have 25, 26, 27. 27 games left. I need him to win 20 of them. So it's actually 20-7. 20-7 I need him to go. For me to get that bet. I don't think so, Joe. I mean, you look at them out of the All-Star break. They play good teams. Well, they play the Hornets a couple times, which is helpful. They play Minnesota, who smashed them the other day. They play the. They go on. They go to the West Coast trip. They go. They have the Clippers. They play the Clippers twice in the span of a week. They play the Warriors, the Lakers twice, the Kings again, the Thunder, Pelicans. They like play every good team in the West. I got no shot, Joe, of getting that 55
you
wins.
You got no shot, Carver. No
I'll
shot.
I'll call it right now. I got no shot of getting to 55. No shot.
No shot.
No. What are you going to do? It happens, Joe. One other thing, because I wanted to give you this along with the Heat going in strong. If there was a team that God needed to get to the break in a week off, it was the Knicks.
The Knicks? Yeah.
The Knicks lost too. Again in Orlando. Yeah, but the Nets suck. But the Knicks, ever since that Randall injury, Joe, and when Ananobi got hurt. You know, Randall and Ananobi both got hurt in like a 3-game span. And it's gotten dicey for the Knicks since. Like, they've lost 5 out of 6 going into the break. The only game they won was against the Grizzlies, who are pathetic. But that's a bad... And they're just... Even DiVincenzo didn't play that game against the Magic Wednesday night. They needed a week off more than anyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, they kind of gave back a little bit of that great January that they had. The Knicks.
Absolutely.
I think they're still fourth in the East.
I'm still here's my bets for mid season. I like the Lakers to win the West. I'm still
Lakers
on
to win the West.
Yeah. Why?
What's that number?
Like 35-1.
Hold on, I got it here. They are 28-1.
That's it?
Come on. I mean, that's it. Get serious.
They were 33-1 like a few days ago.
Okay, they won a couple games. You win a couple games, Joe, your number's going to go down a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah. Nuggets are 210. Clippers are 250. Suns are 750. But you want to go with the Lakers.
Yep, the Lakers are my team. That's where I'm backing them. 28-1.
Wow.
That's where I want to live, Carver. That's where I want to live. 28-1.
Go ahead. Fire yourself up. You want to take
Call
a long shot
hero?
To win the East then, too? You want to take somebody in the East?
Hey,
you want to go with the Heat again? You want to go with the Heat again?
Yeah,
you want to go back to them?
You know why? Yeah, because
19.
They went on the road. I do. Who you don't want to take? All the front runners?
No, I'd love if it was all a long shot one, but I just never believe it in the NBA.
You don't think Terry Rozier is going to be a dominant factor in the playoffs? I do. Terrible.
Dominant factor is a little strong.
Why? He can't average 20 and 7 or 8 bounds a night?
The Heat just went from 19-17 as we were talking. So that's how much you moved the market.
I moved the market. I moved it. I said it. People know now. People know. Lisi's not just a football guy. Lisi, you know, in the offseason, moves the markets. Bounds.
Celtics are plus 120, Bucks are plus 260, then the Knicks are 650, and the Cavs are 750, and then the Heat at 17. So that's where you got it. All right, Joe, we'll come back. I'm going to give you some of the action for Thursday night, including the last 3 NBA games before the All-Star break. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. Yeah. There you go, Joe. I'll try to get you some of these, some more of this. We'll do more of this All-Star stuff later in the week because they've got all these lines up for. I know you're going to watch Saturday night all the nonsense, the dunk and the 3 points and.
You're going to be involved in all that.
Yeah.
When you say I watch it, like it'll be on the TV wherever I'm at, like behind the.
So you'll watch that because it's on wherever the TV you're at, but you won't watch the golf.
The golf is boring.
Mm.
I mean, you could have a What is it, a playoff in the 18th hole? I'm not watching that. Unless I have money on it. I mean, like, you know. Like in the summertime, like you're hanging out at the beach, right? All of a sudden, they're on the final, you know, he's on the green. Oh, let me go run to see that. See, I'm not talking your language. You know what I mean? I think we're just at, you know what it is? If I give in to the golf, right? I'm saying I'm old, I'm over the hill.
Yeah, that's just not true.
That's, I don't find, you know, I don't know. I'm going to upset you, but I don't want to upset you, okay? But I might as well, we're in the off season. This is where we have our best fights. I feel like anything a regular guy could do off the street, I shouldn't be like, you know, I'm not seeing anything special. No?
Well, here's what I'll say to that. The regular guy off the street.
We had David Block come off the street.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
First of all, not a professional. He's a
caddy.
He's not a caddy either. He's like a teacher. He's a club pro.
He's a club pro. All right. So basically, you could have a club.
A guy off the street, despite being able to play golf, Joe. A guy off the street can't do what Rory McIlroy or Justin Thomas or.
Well, what about Nicky Dunlap?
He's a kid. The comparison of Nicky Dunlap playing now, coming out of college, is the same as when a kid leaves college and for the NBA or the NFL. He's just doing it in golf.
Yeah, I don't. Doesn't.
That's
well.
Like me saying, Joe, anyone off the street could throw a football. Yeah, but they can't throw it as good as Patrick Mahomes. Anyone off the street could play golf. Doesn't mean they play as good as Rory McIlroy.
Rory hasn't stepped up recently either.
I don't care. You could take J.J. Spuds, who you got at 400-1. Nobody off the street's playing as good as him.
I think there's a few people that could play better than J.J. Spawn or whatever his name is.
I think you're wrong.
Is his name J.D. Spawn or J.J. Spawn?
J.J. Spawn, Joe, just so we know.
Where'd they scrape him up from?
Scrape him up. Let's go out, Joe, to Jay in Pennsylvania and see what he has to say here. Carver and Lisa. Jay, how are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up, Jay?
Fair.
Good. Yes. Thank you. Hey, I just want to give you a plus 309 for a game coming up 10 o'clock. 10 points, wow. Thompson and Wiggins for Golden State, and Zubac and Powell and Westbrook for the Lakers. I know that's not real greedy money, but I want to hear what Joe Lisi has to say for that crypto super special all-you-can-eat buffet, smash your bookie over the head with a mallet special.
Hold on now. Say that. Give us that again, Jay. So who do you have scoring what? Now say it again.
Yes, sir. It's the 10 o'clock game. I have Golden State, Thompson, and Wiggins for 10 points each. And
okay.
For the Clippers, Zubac, Powell, and Westbrook, 10 points each. It's plus 309. Pretty safe,
it is.
You think?
It is that. So you got five guys to score a 10 spot here.
Yep, for 309.
Obviously, and Zubac is the, you know, he's the liability, I guess you could say here. He's
that's
the one that
yeah,
probably gave you the hardest
that's
time.
That's the banner. Yep.
I don't mind these, Jay, to be quite honest with you. When you're taking a bunch of guys, and listen, it's tough. You keep adding legs to it, and you know, five legs, six legs, seven legs. But you're throwing minus 800s and minus 600s and minus 400s
right.
in here. Now, as much as these are, quote unquote, supposed to hit, you know,
yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
This is where when you get into the five, six, seven legs of them, and you get one guy who just, you know, takes the night off, it just completely torpedoes you, which is the hard part of these. But the thinking behind it, is understandable. It's just dangerous from that aspect where you get, you know, let's just say Norman Powell's just like, get me the hell out of here. You know, get me to the beach tonight.
Yep, I got a golf. I got a golf.
I got a golf. Yeah.
I got a golf.
The hard
top
part.
20 finish.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Plus 700.
Love it.
Yeah, this is for Joe Lisi. I'm old. I'm old like Joe Lisi. Well, I'm Italian and old, so I'm with Joe. We're getting
it.
The calamari
it,
out.
Jay.
Yes,
it.
I'm
we'll
with you.
Have dinner next time I'm in Pittsburgh, I tell you.
I love you, my friend.
I love you too, Jay.
There you go.
Love it.
Joe, you
love
like
it.
That with all the taking all the chalky guys to score
it.
10 points? You want to be in on that?
Carver, I don't want to say anything, but supposedly the rumor up in Vegas was that the Joe Lisi sayings were going on at the roulette and the blackjack tables when I wasn't even there. I'm just saying.
Really?
That's supposedly what I heard.
Well, I guess,
yes.
You know, listen, you make an impression where you go.
They stick up tempo. Yeah. Yeah, him. I tell you, he likes Zubac. I'm looking at this game right now. Clay, the problem is Clay looks like an easy one because his number's 15 and a half. But you know Clay. I mean,
well, I think for any of these guys, this as great as it looks, it could easily not.
I like it. I tell you what I would add to that, Jay, is I would add Russell Westbrook. Could he get 10 points?
He had Westbrook in there. He had Westbrook in there.
Oh, he did. He had. All right.
Westbrook, Powell, Zubac, Thompson, and Wiggins. Those five.
What about this? It's going to be somebody else that jumps in there for like a big night too. Like, can you see like Gary Payton II jumping in for 10 points in this game?
It's possible. You got three games, Joe, on Thursday night. We were talking about Dame Time earlier. The Bucks are laying 10 in Memphis.
Yeah, I'm taking Memphis. They suck.
Really?
Yeah, I can't. I would not lay it in any capacity. Before the All-Star break, you're gonna take Milwaukee. I mean, let me ask
they're
you.
They're like almost in the Knicks category. Like, you talk about a team that needs a week off. It's them.
I mean,
they could certainly use a week off.
I probably would take the 10 points. If it inched to 11, I would take that. You really believe Giannis and the crew are going to come out, like, just dominating this game? I don't. I would take the Grizzlies. They're at home, too. A little home cooking. Make it a close game.
Home cooking for the Grizz.
They'll probably get up for the Bucks, won't they? They'll get up for the Bucks.
It's possible.
Yeah, I like it. Could be a system play for me.
System play.
Yeah, system play.
System play. Sizzle play.
Oh, I got a couple of sizzlers. Sizzle me this.
And a couple of sizzlers.
Sizzle me this, Carver.
Golden State's in Utah against the Jazz. Warriors minus one, 238.5 is the total.
I like the Golden State Warriors because this is a game they probably smashed them.
I could see it, Joe. I could see it.
Want to take Kuminga?
Kuminga's been hot.
I know. Hot as a pistol.
I like the over, Joe.
All right.
Over 238.5 for me.
Okay.
And Minnesota's in Portland. Now, they were there, Joe, on Tuesday night, and they played. Remember, that was the game I was leaning to the under in that game, and it ended up going over. 121-109, the Timberwolves beat them. Edwards had 41. You want to lay it again?
Yeah, let's lay it.
I mean, it's the same. It was 9.5 the other night. Now it's 8.5. I think the total was 212 the other night, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Now 214. I'll probably go under this time, but I'm late. I would lay it with Minnesota.
I'm going to lay it.
You're going to lay it?
I'm going to lay it.
You lay it, Joe. You lay it. What else do I got for you, Joe? Thursday night in college.
Now, give me the college slate.
FAU's laying 19.5 against Temple.
They haven't covered big lines lately, have they?
I'm looking now.
I sort of like them.
You know, they did cover big. They've covered one big one recently. They beat Tulsa by 30. But other than that game, Joe, you're right. All these games have been within like 10. They've all been pretty close. Temple's pathetic, but that's a fat number. And there's a lot of big numbers here, Joe, Thursday night. Purdue laying 17.5 at home against Minnesota.
Ugh.
St. Mary's laying 20.5 against Pepperdine. What else do we got for you, Joe? Rutgers and Northwestern. Rutgers minus 2.5.
I can't bet that game.
I can.
So then bet it.
Man, it's a light night Thursday. Tuesdays and Wednesdays the best night for college basketball. Colorado and UCLA. UCLA minus 1.5.
I like Colorado in the game.
Colorado coming out with that loss to Arizona last week.
Yeah, it was gutless, gutless.
Utah 1.5-point favorites at USC.
Want to take Bronny?
Man, Bronny. Oh, the Gauchos are at UC San Diego lately.
The Gauchos.
Love the Big West. Love
they
the Big West.
They cost us money every week.
No, they don't. Where are the Anteaters? We gotta get the Anteaters in. Who are the Anteaters playing?
I don't know. I'll look for it. Let me look.
Find that now. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. But I was all right, Joe, before we get out of here, there's actually more hockey than anything else on Thursday night.
Really?
Hockey, yeah.
Hockey.
Tons of games.
Very nice. So what do you want to do?
I think there's 12 games in hockey on Thursday night. Do I want to do any overs? Montreal Rangers over 5.5.
All right.
Panthers Buffalo over 6.5.
Okay.
Red Wings Canucks over 6.5.
Okay.
That's it. Those overs. Those are the only overs.
All right. I like it. I like it. I'm not pot committed yet on the hockey. I'm going to start to turn my attention for, like, long shots. I like the Flames.
Oh, you're starting to... Flames aren't even... They're not even going to make the playoffs, Joe.
How do you know? Why? There's a whole second half of the season left.
Yeah, they're not in the mix, Joe.
What about the Red Wings?
I mean, they're not really in the mix either. Can you at least pick a team that's definitely going to be in the playoffs?
Devils.
Devils would miss the playoffs if it started today. Detroit actually was 2 points ahead of the Devils for the last spot.
There you go.
So maybe we'll do more of this tomorrow, Joe, since you're starting to lock in on it. Great job by Matthias Berbel. Great job by you, Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you tomorrow on the grid.